From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The mayor of Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city in America, called on residents Sunday to do their part to ensure minimal loss of life. Tropical Storm Harvey has caused unprecedented floods. The VOA's Celia Mendoza is in Houston.
We know that at least for the past 7 hours, we have seen nonstop rain in the city of Houston, which has generated at least over 22 inches of rain. And that could go even higher as the hours go by and the meteorologists are forecasting at least 7 more hours to 8 hours of a straight rain. And this is Tropical Storm Harvey that is based on top of Houston. The issues that Harvey is generating will stay in this area for the next 3 to 4 days. And that creates even more difficulties for authorities to be able to rescue people and to reestablish electricity.
Ms. Mendoza said Sunday from Houston, it's impossible not to feel overwhelmed. Everything is closed. People are concerned about what is happening to them, to their neighbors. They're concerned about their homes, she said. She noted that many people were stuck where they work and are trying to keep in touch with their families at home. Harvey was the fiercest hurricane to hit the United States in more than a decade, with winds of 200 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall late Friday. It has already dumped more than 50 centimeters of rain in some places and is predicted to move through a 600-kilometer-wide swath of the Texas coast. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Guatemala's Constitutional Court says it has blocked an order issued by President Jimmy Morales expelling the head of a UN anti-corruption commission, Ivan Velasquez. Morales said Velasquez had to leave immediately. Friday, Velasquez and Guatemala's chief prosecutor announced they would seek to lift Morales' immunity so he could be investigated for possible violations of campaign finance rules and laws. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump, who has faced criticism over his response to a recent white nationalist rally in Virginia, must speak for himself about his values.
I don't believe anyone doubts the American people's values or the commitment of the American government or the government's agencies to advancing those values and defending those values.
And the president's values?
The president speaks for himself, Chris.
Are you separating yourself from that, sir?
I've made my own comments as to our values as well in a speech I gave to the State Department this past week.
Tillerson appearing on Fox News Sunday. He made the comment when asked about the president's reaction to the rally, in which the president blamed, quote, many sides for violence that erupted. India is deploying thousands of riot police and shutting down internet services in two northern states. The police are preparing for the sentencing on Monday of a self-styled godman whose followers went on a rampage Friday after he was convicted of rape. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh's cult, called Dera Sacha Sauda, has a vast rural following in Punjab and Haryana states, where frenzied mobs burned gas stations and train stations and torched vehicles after a local court found him guilty of raping two women in 2002. Police in Pakistan used tear gas and batons to disperse anti-U.S. protesters in the southern port city of Karachi Sunday. Police said they took the action when a group of Shiite students tried to march toward the U.S. consulate. In a recent speech announcing a new strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia, President Trump accused Pakistan of giving safe haven to extremists who kill American troops in Afghanistan. Pakistan has rejected the accusation, saying its troops do engage militants, and it said the nation has sacrificed in the war on terror. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.